7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
You're busy defending Second Amendment rights again as some House bills are now getting hearings in the Senate. What's the latest?
What we're doing today is really timely because there are two House bills, very anti-Second Amendment House bills, that are being heard in the Senate Law and Justice Committee on March 23rd at 8 a.m. If you're as opposed as I am to these bills, sign in. Whether you testify or not, sign in calm. You can go to www.leg.wa.gov, enter the bill numbers, they're House Bill 1143 and House Bill 1240, and you can take it from there. Sign in. We need folks to be expressing their opinions. This is a perfect time to do it. These bills, in my opinion, are very anti-Second Amendment. 1240 is about the assault weapons ban, and the definition in this for listeners is so broad that I guarantee you firearms that you own today in your homes right now will qualify as assault weapons. It is the most ridiculously broad bill I've ever seen. 1143, it says a lot of nice things about we need to be safe with firearms, and it establishes all these programs and additional background checks and additional registries. Folks need to know that. Law-abiding gun owners have never been the problem. We have rampant crime. We have law enforcement that had tools taken away. In fact, there's even a bill in the legislature today introduced in the House that if you are a criminal and you use a gun in the commission of a violent crime, you do not spend additional time in prison for that. Let that sink in. So as we talk about decriminalizing drugs and all of the different things we have going on with public safety in our communities and rampant crime, these bills do not help. They hurt. Please, please get involved.
March 23rd, 8 o'clock a.m., Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator Shelley Short, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's your 7th District Legislative Update.